Welcome to the Health Tips Podcast. The Health Tips Podcast is all about fitting in fitness in a busy schedule. This time you'll hear one of my most inspiring conversations with Honorary Mr. Virender Sharma, MP from Southall and Ealing in the UK. A man born in India in Jalandhar, Punjab, gave it all up to pursue his dream. Went to London to begin as a bus conductor on the 207 route. Struggled and persevered and is now a Member of Parliament in the UK. It's amazing to hear his story, his ideas of staying physically and mentally fit in a difficult environment, his way of decision making and his advice to all leaders. I present to you Honorary Mr. Virender Sharma ji. Good afternoon, Mr. Sharma, and thank you so much for being on our show. And, you know, it's such an honor to be with you over here at the House of Commons and to have you talk to us. So tell us a little bit about, you've been an inspiring person for India and Indians. You know, you're absolutely a lighthouse for, you know, them to know where you can reach, starting from your humble backgrounds and, you know, reaching here at the top of government. So tell us a little bit about your journey, how you started, and also, you know, the LSE background, which is very interesting. So please tell us a little bit about the whole journey.
It's a, thank you very much for coming and giving me the opportunity once again to share my thoughts with you. It was a pleasure to meet you while I was in India, and now you visiting here. It's a really honor to have you here. It's part of the journey that I left India when I was nearly 21. After doing my graduation, I came here, then got involved as every immigrant has to settle down, got married. My wife was from Britain. Of Indian origin, then start working as a bus conductor. But I got involved in the trade unions movement and found that there's a lot of discrimination, inequality in the society, especially in the British society, which was very advanced society, considering many other countries, including India. I felt that I need to play my part. And also feel that you can run businesses, make money, but politics is a place where you can serve the humanity, serve the society. So service part was my intention and my inspiration from my family and from my father especially. So that's where I started. Being a trade unionist, you involved in the issues, as I said earlier, discrimination, inequality, better life for others. I was fortunate that the TUC gave me the scholarship to go to the LSE to study there so that I can improve my academic side. So going to LSE was a great honor and a privilege as an institution over there, but also understanding the progressive political side of that. So spending time there, then I got into the mainstream politics in this country, in UK, start working for the Labour Party, had the great honour to work for the leader of the Labour Party, Neil Kinnock, that time through the Labour Party job, and campaign for the representation of the black and Asian people into the local government and the parliament. So I feel that that is the basic route I followed. I feel honored as well that when I became a member of parliament, this is my fourth election I won, increased the majority. That gives me more inspiration, confidence, that when you increase your majority, while the parties generally not doing well, then you feel it that what you're doing is the right approach, right side of the issues, people taking those issues seriously and recognize the contributions you are making. That's why you increase your vote during the general election.
Let me just ask you, you know, like there was no guiding light for you. This, and it was probably a glass ceiling, and probably a lot of people may have considered your ambitions to be a little too ambitious, even to consider politics for an Indian immigrant who has reached. So what was that inner voice? I'm talking about decision making. I'm trying to understand how you make decisions and how you have climbed this path where there is nobody in front of you and nobody so-called guiding you.
That is where we never had those role models. Mm. That's why I became a part of the campaign, where I was campaigning that there should be more and more representation. Throughout my life, I never campaign for myself. I campaign on an issue where there should be, like giving you the example, that we and many other friends, myself and many other colleagues, felt strongly that to fight for inequality, against inequality, and also fight for the rights of the working class people, we need representation in the local government.
But didn't people, if you tell somebody that I'm going to be a politician as an Indian, if I may use the word, wasn't it a ridicule? Or didn't people question or wonder how you will be able to do that? I mean, where did that energy come from that you can actually become an MP in the...
I personally agree what you're saying, that nobody choose politics as a career. And I never thought that way. But I did not see politics or going through the political arena in any shape and form grabbing the power. It is serving the humanity to make sure our presence is recognized. At that time, I never thought, while working for the leader or as the head of the unit in the Labour Party, where we were campaigning for the representation, I never thought that during my time it will happen. But it is a change of mind within the party. They also felt that there's a large number of people living from this side, background, from the Black and Asian backgrounds. We need to encourage them. So we came on merit. It's not a reservation.
No, but not at all about that. But I'm trying to understand, you know, you are totally an inspiration for the entire Indian nation. I would, you know, even for the, you know, for the CEOs, for people leading corporates and companies, I'm trying to understand, to give them kind of a roadmap. How do you think like a winner like you? And how do you imagine things which are not even possible, have never been done before? So how can somebody, what you have done at that time was unimaginable for to be a Indian member of parliament. So what was that mental structure? What was that process of thinking? I'm trying to discover your process of thinking.
I think that it was the determination. Determination was not that I becoming a member of parliament. That's what I want to make a distinction. That it was not me becoming a member of parliament or a mayor of Ealing or a local councillor. That was not. That we should, in principle, should have it. I was fortunate because I was part of that struggle. People saw me fighting for the rights of the people. They recognized my determination and they felt it that I will be the right person. So that's where, I mean, it's very difficult to go back 45 years back into.
I would think that, you know, like Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. So that is what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing from you, that you are the change that you wanted to see in the world.
I mean, I had the, as you said earlier on, that people did laugh when I was attending the meetings because it was not financially fruitful. You know, that you're not getting extra money out of it because as an immigrant, people felt that we are here to make money rather than doing anything else. But I was lucky that my wife, my other family, extended family people here, they respected my feelings. They agreed that, okay, if this is the path you want to follow, we will be giving you the support. My wife was the main, and then my father. When I spoke to my father about this, who was a politician in his own right, he also encouraged me to say, look, okay, this is the path that you should be serving the humanity and the society in general. So that's where I got inspiration and the support.
So just to, because this has been heard by many people, and, so if you had to give somebody a menu for becoming mentally strong, because this is all about being mentally and physically strong, what would be the 3 or 4 key points which they can do from tomorrow to have that mental strength? Like you have fought against people who did not believe in you, people who did not think that you were you were probably wasting your time. How do you become mentally strong? If you had to tell your younger self, imagine yourself say 30, 40 years ago, and you had to give him some guidance on how do you be mentally strong, what would you tell him?
I would say, be determined, strong, get your immediate family supporting you, and never dither from the aim you have set. Aim should not be the position you want to hold. The aim should be that you want to bring a change. If the position comes with it, well and good. If somebody else takes the position because of your hard work, never give up, never got annoyed. Don't think that you are the only right person. There are others who are more better capable people than you. You started the game, somebody else has scored it. So it's not that you will be recognized. It's like a game. You took the ball, you made it up, you took it near to the goals, and somebody else kicked it and scored. So don't take, as long as the aim is achieved, the goal is achieved, that is the most important. And I will say, be strong. Determination should be there, good support from the family and immediate friends, and then accept the decisions, whatever the end result is. But in your own mind, it should be, this is the goal. I could not score it, but somebody else did it.
So I'm hearing a lot about kind of Mahabharata and, do your karma and forget the rest kind of thing. But a kind of turnaround question to that is, how do you deal with disappointment? How should a person deal? Like you said, somebody else might score the goal. You may have made all the effort. You may have put all the sweat. But then for some reason, due to some strange stroke of luck, somebody else has got the goal. So how have you, in the past, there must have been so many instances where you have felt, that you have made all the effort, but you are not got the desired position. How have you handled that?
I mean, I then analyze that where I failed or I missed the chance. Your analysis at that time are most important. Sharing that with friends who you have the confidence in. If I miss something, I will talk to my staff, I will talk to my friends, I will talk to my family, that where I went wrong. So that the next time when the opportunity arises, then you can score. I mean, somebody, which I take as a great compliment from the leader of the Labour Party, a former leader of the Labour Party, Neil Kinnock, that I should have been a member of Parliament in 1983, though I became a member of Parliament in 2007. So he recognized that I should have been 20 years before I actually got elected. So it means that I remained part of the team who were fighting for the achieving those goals. And somebody and some other friends has scored before I got it. So it means that you need to carry on. You make sure that when the disappointment comes, when you failed to achieve it, then where it went wrong, be honest with you And try, if somebody is better than you, do recognize that. Say that, yes, he or she was better organized. I'm talking about political terms. Better organized, has a better membership following them. She was having better persuasive argument than I have. Accept that. But try to improve yourself. Don't just give up on that. Say, look, I'm sorry, there's nothing for me. It will come. While you are there, I always use this, that if you are part of the team, first 11 players, or even sometimes on the reserve, you will get the chance sometime to score the goal. So it means that achieving the goal is there, but it might be a little time scale. As long as you are committed, you are determined, you are sincere to your cause, and you are fighting for the cause.
So, tell me a little bit about a lot of choices you must have been making in this whole process. You have to choose your targets. You have to choose where you want to go. You have to choose, you chose between being a businessman versus being a politician. How does a person make the right choice?
I think it's a balancing act. You look at first, you see what you want to do. What you want to achieve, what your goal is that you want to make millions of pounds, or do you want to earn some kind of a good living, but at the same time serving the humanity? I use the term humanity. What you decide. Then be sincere to that cause. If you are a businessman or person, you wanted to make a lot of money, follow the ethics of that. Don't do anything dishonest, because somewhere you will be caught. And then you won't be leaving a good legacy behind you for yourself and your family. So it means that you need to be first the committed and a sincere person, whatever you want to do. So don't mix the two. Sometimes people do mix the two. I decided not to. I just focused on one. That was being a trade unionist, working for the rights of the, fighting for the rights of the workers. When I was talking about the Indian or the Asian or black communities in generally, immigrants, I mean, then I was looking at what difficulties they are having, what local policies we need to change, what kind of the national policies should be changed so that they are getting the benefits out of that. So it is not only if an immigrant is getting some kind of recognition or the rules and the laws are favorable or fair, then I will get the fair treatment as well. So if black and Asian people are not getting the fair treatment, I will be part and parcel of that. So it means you are fighting for yourself through the rest of the group. And they need to be understanding that as well.
So that was all that mental energy. Yeah. What about physical energy? I know politics takes a huge toll on just to give a speech or give a talk is like a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And how have you been able to sustain that physical energy? What physical practices have you? I mean, is it yoga? Is it some exercise? What have you been? What have you followed to maintain that level of physical level?
I don't do any exercise. Oh, okay. That's the first thing. I don't do any yoga. I don't go to the gym. I don't swim. But I do walk. I travel by buses. I travel by underground. I walk wherever it is possible. I do walk. That keeps me fit. Secondly, is that I'm always with, if I use the term, I'm always surrounded by friends. Who always help me. So I do not get a lot of stress, because I have the confidence when I feel stressed that I can go and talk to friends and talk to them freely and openly. So they do support me. I do have a lot of social life. Social life, not going to the clubbing, but I do go to the friends, gatherings, social gatherings. I go, whether I go for a short period. I don't go and stay there for long. I got this reputation. I must say that he will go to lot of functions. He will meet lot of people. He may not stay for meal or the drink. I don't drink. I never smoke. I never drank. I'm reasonable. Take food rather than eat too much. But walking keeps me, and my friends and the family support keeps me fit mentally and physically.
So, you know, tell us something about if somebody wanted to achieve success in life, and of course you are an inspiration for that, what can he, 5 things that he can start doing tomorrow that you feel will help him achieve the kind of success that you have? Real things which he should get up in the morning, looking at the youth today. What would you like to tell the youth or people that these are the 5 things you should do to be successful? Something which you may have missed in your childhood.
No, I think that I'm today is that what my mother and my father and the family taught me. I will say that first you set a task. What actually you want to achieve in your life? Don't waver. The wavering side is always a dangerous side. You get up in the morning, you say, look, I think I should be a businessman. 2 days later, you say, no, I think this is not for me. I should be a teacher. 3rd day, you should be a lawyer. Another day, you decide that I wanted to be a politician. A Vrindasham, an immigrant coming from a village, and now become the MP. Why can't I become the MP? So first, be focused. I always say, get up early in the morning. Don't just say that this is Saturday. There should be a routine, and you should be fixed on that routine. I do not encourage that you should be doing the prayers or the yogas or anything. As long as you have a disciplined life, then you don't need those sides of the spiritual or others. So be punctual, be ready, have a clear goal. But then you look at to achieve that goal, what steps you need to take. If it is a politics, which is the only without qualifications, but if you have a qualification, it's a plus point. So it means that you take those steps, whatever you want to do. I would say, if you want to be a politician, you wanted to be a member of parliament. I'm not saying everybody is successful, because there's only very limited positions on that. You can have 100 millionaires in the world, but you only have 650 MPs in Britain, right? Mm-hmm. So it means that you need to be planning for that. Your job or others, you need the basic qualifications, you need the, if you wanted to enhance your career, then you need the better. So it means that you participating all the time, taking roles into the position, joining a political system, understanding what is the needs of the, and what is changes you wanted to bring in the society. So I can't say 5 exactly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but I think it's a planned, organized, disciplined life you can achieve the goal. So you need to plan very clearly.
Okay, a bit of a loaded question, but what is your opinion about Indian politics?
Because as I said earlier on, that I come from a family background which I saw the Indian politics on the both sides. My father was a more Gandhian type politician rather than modern politician. Service was in the whole time. I think that in the Indian politics, we need to bring some changes. I still feel that those families who were controlling Indian freedom movement, and after that, Indian politics. That it has become a family business rather than wider public participation. People don't get involved because they don't have the confidence that they will get the opportunity. Because in a democracy, it is always a dangerous part that who got the backing of. In Britain, we will say who got the backing of the membership. It will be better. It's better here in Britain when I compare with. I think they need to change that. People need to win the confidence that there is a fair representation in the society, which is, at the moment I don't see it's happening there. Or people don't feel it is happening. The people who actually could get involved and participate in that. Because everybody now see it, that they wanted to be, say, Member of Parliament. Then if they go look into the constituency, when I go around, they say, no, don't worry about that one. So-and-so will get it. So they already have that idea that who will get it and why they will get it. We need to get out of this whole system of reservation. And we need to, India need to come back on merit. And I think that... Or if the reservation is there, they have to look at how more and more people from those disadvantaged communities can participate. Not the same families getting the advantage out of it. I think that causing the problem for Indian politics and Indian people when resentment is there. The people who feel that due to this, there's an other community is becoming disadvantaged.
So one last question. We could go on talking, but I know you are really pressed for time and we have been really lucky to have these moments. But what future plans?
I am working very closely to strengthening the relationship between India and Britain. I have my vested interest of being an Indian by birth. I wanted my future generations to carry on having their links with India. But also the British government and the British people also want, because of our historical relationships, they also wanted that we should carry on. And they wanted to invest in trade, culture, education, health, and rest of the issues which built or bring the prosperity for all, but also working for the peace in the world. So that is why my future plan is to work on that, to bring prosperity and peace to those two countries.
Thank you so much, sir. That was such an amazing conversation, and you provided inspiration to so many people who will listen to this and learn from the amazing success that you have achieved in your lifetime. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorary Mr. Vindran Sharma ji. That was such an inspiring conversation. And thank you, Atharva Marcom, India's leading public relations firm, for all the support. They have a simple tagline: we make you famous. Reach out to them at atharvamarcom@gmail.com or at +91 9901 742 544. And if you like this, you can give us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can reach out to us by email at tandarost@gmail.com. That's tandarost@gmail.com. Stay healthy, keep moving.